Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure to speak to today?
Hi, my name is Alex, and I have a potential client for the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Okay.
Yeah,
And
and
thank you, Alex.
she's on the other line with me. Can I connect you with her?
And most definitely, thank you.
All right. So let me repeat her number. That is 214
Okay.
490
Okay.
4130.
Okay. This is her number direct.
Yeah,
And her
and
name is?
her name is Messalina Gibbs. I'm gonna connect you with her right away.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hi, Miss Selena.
Yes.
My name is John, and this is a recorded call. I'm a case intake specialist for the hair relaxer lawsuit. And by speaking to you, I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And have you
I have.
used a hair straightening or relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using a hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Was it you yourself or someone you know?
Myself.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'd like to help you file a claim for compensation in the form of a settlement for damages. What type of cancer was it that you were diagnosed with? Was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Ovarian? Okay. And you are over age 18, so you could file a claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know by chance what type of ovarian cancer you have?
Stage one,
Okay. Do you
clear
know
cell type.
clear cell? Okay, thank you. That's what I was looking for. Clear cell carcinoma?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Of the January 14th,
And what year?
2024.
2024. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And what age were you at that diagnosis?
41.
You're 41? Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that made the diagnosis?
It was Dr. Deep Vasquez. Would you
Doctor?
like me to spell it?
Yeah, would you please? I'm sorry. Thank you.
The first name is DEEPTE. And the last name is Vasquez, VASQUES.
Okay. And he's in Fort Worth, Texas?
Yes.
Okay, and where you got the diagnosis was that in a hospital setting or was that in a doctor's office?
Yes, it was at Texas Health Fort Worth.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear this. Okay, so it's Doctor. It looks like it's capital D E and then a capital E T T E R Vasquez with an S
Yes.
at the end. Okay, and it looks like she is a gynecologist.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear this. Is she located? I'm sorry. What was the name of the hospital that made the diagnosis?
Texas Health, Fort
Okay.
Worth.
Okay, thank you. I'm Googling that. Would that be the location on 1301 Pennsylvania Avenue in Fort Worth, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you meet this criteria, we could request medical records from this hospital, specifically under the care of Dr. Diet R. Vasquez.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I'll use this phone number that I found on the internet, 817-250-2000. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, now, you were not in, when you were diagnosed, you were not in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. Is that right?
That's correct. I was not.
Did you use a hair relaxer product, a hair product of a brand name more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? Did you
Yes.
use the, okay. And then on average, how many times per year do you use a hair relaxer prior to
Yes,
your
about
diagnosis?
that.
About 7 times per year? Okay. And again, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer at Texas Health. It actually goes by Texas Health Harris. I'm sorry, let me repeat that from the beginning. Texas Health Harris Methodist Hospital in Fort Worth, is that right?
Yeah.
That's the full name? Okay. And let me just, I'm just typing in the address here, bear with me here. And just to confirm, you're both a citizen as well as a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then could you provide me your date of birth, please?
8/20/1983.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know any other person that was diagnosed with either ovarian, uterine, or endometrial cancer after using a hair relaxer? Anyone else?
No.
Okay. And then how old were you when you first started using a hair relaxer product?
I'd say 30.
Okay. And what state were you in when you started?
Texas.
In Texas, okay. And then, let's see here. What is your age today?
41.
Okay. So let me just do 41, 2024. Okay, so that was 11 years ago. 11 years ago, you were 30. And so you started the product at age 30, 2024 minus 11 years ago. That would have been in 2013 you started?
Okay, so no, so maybe 32. I was 2015. I started in 2015.
Oh, 2015? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so that would have put you at, 32 years of age?
Right.
Okay. And then when did you stop using the product?
In January
of
this year.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll put January 31st of this year. Is that okay?
It was probably around the 1st of January.
Around the 1st of January? Okay, I'll put January 1st, mm-hmm. 2024. All right. And then I put for starting it, I doubt you would remember exactly the day and month that you started using it in 2015, so I put January 1st, 2015. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay. And then how often did you apply these products? Did you do it on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, just a few times in a year?
Just a few times in a year, maybe every other month or so.
Okay. So it was monthly. So it was more than 4 times per year because you said 7 times per year earlier. Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, good. And then how many consecutive years would you guess you used a hair relaxer product?
Every year since 2015.
Okay, so 2024.
I mean 2024, I'm sorry, every year since this year, 2015 to 2024.
That's 9 years. Okay, so 9 consecutive years? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then did you receive a hair relaxer treatment in a salon, a home, or both a salon and home and setting?
Both.
Both, okay.
Mostly at home.
Mostly at home? Okay. And if it was done at home, do you know where you purchased the product?
Usually Walmart.
Okay.
Sometimes the beauty supply store.
And if you did get use the product at a professional salon, do you recall the name of the salon? Was it a regular salon that you went to that would have used a hair relaxer?
No, because I usually don't go to salons, so I wouldn't recall.
Okay. Would you say mostly, then would you go and revise your answer to mostly used at home?
Yeah, mostly at home. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
I do not.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
I could look, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I'll put unsure. Now, are you familiar with the brand names of these products, and do you know what brand names you may have used?
I definitely know I use Dark and Lovely.
Oh, you did. Okay. Dark and Lovely. Okay. And then what time frame or years did you use each product? That would have been, I think you mentioned the years 2015 through 2024.
Yes.
Okay. And that would have been Dark and Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me make a note of this one, please. Okay. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? The answer is yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I say that because you started the product back in 2015 and you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer back in 2024, January 14th. Okay. And then, have there been periods that hair relaxer use was stopped?
No, just January of this year.
Okay, all right. And when did you first become aware of a link between hair relaxers and your cancer diagnosis? When did you?
I was doing some research online and I came across there was an ad.
How long ago did you see that ad?
Maybe about a week or so ago.
Oh, a week or so ago. Okay. I'll put like a week from today. So that'll put us at November 13th. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay. And then when you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, what type of treatment did you receive?
I received a chemotherapy and they also gave me pain meds.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear. I'm sorry to hear that.
And a partial hysterectomy as well.
Oh, okay. Chemotherapy. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. When did your treatment begin? When did you start treatment? You were diagnosed January 14th of this year. How soon did they start treatment?
I took the test in January, and the treatment was January 19th I started.
Okay. Thank you. January 19th, 2024. Okay. And do you recall, was it the same doctor that diagnosed you also responsible or overseeing your treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And did you get treated at the same medical facility, Texas Health?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here. There's going to be a little bit awkward silence, and it's because I'm just copying the medical information here. Bear with me. And again, your treatment would have been at the facility 1301 Pennsylvania Avenue, Texas Health in Fort Worth.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Did you have any pre-existing conditions like diabetes, previous cancers, or obesity?
No, none of that.
Okay. Okay. And then now I can ask information about yourself. Your gender is female, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can you share with me your marital status?
Divorced.
Okay. What about your ethnicity?
African American.
Okay. And then your height and weight?
I'm 5'6", and I weigh 160.
160, okay. And then can you spell out your first name for me?
It's M as in Mary, I-E, C-I-L-L-E-N-A.
Okay. And can I spell that out just to make sure I got it right? My Selena?
Yes.
M-I-E-C-I-L-L-E-N-A?
Yes.
And your middle initial?
A.
Okay. And your last name?
Gibbs. G-I-B as in boy, B as in boy, S.
Okay. That's G as in goat, I, B as in boy, B as in boy, S as in Sam?
Yes.
And do you have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
I didn't think so. And then how would you describe your profession, your occupation?
I work in the construction industry as a coordinator.
A coordinator? Construction coordinator?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. And then the law firm, if you meet the criteria, which I do believe you do, let me make sure. I would be having you sign a authorization for legal representation as well as a release for medical records, authorization to release medical records. For the authorization to release medical records, obviously you'll have to put your name and your date of birth and social right next to your name so that the hospital or doctor can retrieve the proper medical records for the right person. But that means I would need your social. Could you provide me your social?
Yes, it's 466-73-3060.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you. It's 466-73-3060.
Yes.
And do you presently have health insurance coverage?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know the name of your health insurance provider?
I can't think of it right now. They just changed it.
Oh, they did? Okay. Can I, I'm going to put to be determined.
Okay.
And now, if you do meet the criteria and you do sign the agreements, I'll send you copies of anything that you sign to your email address, but I will need your email address.
Okay. It's M as in Mary.
Mm-hmm.
LEW1820@gmail.com.
Let me repeat that back to you, okay, just to make sure I have it correct. I have M as in Mary, L as in Lima, E as in Echo, W as in Whiskey, 1820@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, your home, the best number that you can be reached, is it a cell phone, 214-490-4130?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have do you have another number that you can be reached at?
No.
Okay. And this phone number that ends with 4130, that is a smartphone, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because if you meet the criteria, I will send you a text message to this phone number, and that text message will have a link to the forms, the electronic forms to sign. And also, it might seem as if you're finished getting signed up to participate in this lawsuit by signing the forms and conducting this interview, but there is one final step. It's called a case verification call. It's very quick. The law firm just wants to hear that you have used a hair relaxer product in the past and you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and they do want to hear that it's okay that they submit the request for medical records. That's a case verification call. What would be the best time that you can be reached by the firm? Would that be mornings, afternoon, or evenings?
Evening.
Okay, very good. And then can I get your address, please? I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. Can I get your address, please?
2503 Randolph, that's R-A-N as in Nancy, D-O-L-P-H.
Okay.
Street.
Is that in Pasadena, Texas?
Dallas.
Okay. Oh, Dallas, I'm sorry. 2503 Randolph. Is that Road, Street, Avenue?
Street.
Okay. Okay, found it. Dallas, Texas. That's 75241.
Yes.
Is that a house?
Yes.
Okay, so just to confirm, there's no apartment number or unit number to this address?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then do you have any medical records that can show your diagnosis of ovarian cancer?
No, I don't have anything on me.
Okay, but do you know if the hospital or the doctor would have medical records? Is it safe to say they do?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution, pardon me, this is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
My brother and no.
And he does not live with you. And what is his name?
It's Jared, Jared.
Jared. Last name?
Lewis.
Is that Lewis?
Yes.
Jared Lewis. Okay. And his phone number, please.
817.
Okay.
751-5491.
5491. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. It's Jared Lewis, Jared Lewis. Phone number is 817-751-5491.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Selena, give me one second here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bear with me here. Can I place you on hold for just a brief moment?
Okay.
Sorry, give me one moment, please.